Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. I'm Carol Knier, Community Relations Manager for Way Memorial Hospital. Thank you for joining us today. I hope you had a wonderful holiday week and we are rolling into the new year. So happy new year to all our listeners. On today's show, I have Jim Pettinato. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Carol. How are you?
Good. And for those of you that may not know, Jim Pettinato is the CEO of Way Memorial Hospital.
Well, thank you very much for that introduction.
Yes. And you're going into your third year, right?
It is my third year. Come December 31st, I've been in the role 3 years, and it's been a real exciting 3 years, that's for sure.
I will say that also. You know, being in the community health, community relations department, there's been so many positive changes for Way Memorial Hospital, which we will get to. But, you know, within this year, too, we've had, I wouldn't say changes, but a lot of affiliates, you know, kind of join together, right? You want to talk about those?
Sure.
Look at those.
We really have, over the years, we obviously conduct our community health needs assessments, Carol, and you know as well as I do, there have been some specialty services that really continue to be demanded by the community, mm-hmm. and I'm really proud to be able to say that we've been able to meet a lot of those needs. The biggest one being that of adding the urology services here in the community, and people not having to really travel great distances to get those services, and to have some of the premier physicians in the area decide to join Wayne Memorial and have patients have that access to care has been, you know, a huge benefit to the community and a huge benefit here to Wayne Memorial and the services we provide. We also have some GYN expansion of services as well, so for women's health piece, and I'm proud to say that our affiliate, Community Health Centers, has also had some expansion in that arena with adding some other GYN and OB physicians. We equally, at the hospital side, have added some GYN physicians, and there is definitely no shortage of that for women's health. Mm-hmm. And I'm really convinced we can add more, and there would still at times be a waiting list of patients that are looking to get in. So I think that those are really two very large additions for services this year. And something else that our public and the community have been asking for is the access to robotic surgery. And really proud to say that while we started that now last September, so, you know, it was a work in progress.
Right.
And we have really knolled what is the first year now of robotics and bringing in those services. I'm happy to say we started out with general surgery. And right now that has expanded over the last 12 months to include GYN procedures as well as urology procedures. So we've got right now a general surgeon on staff, we have a GYN surgeon on staff, and a urologist on staff, all who can perform robotic procedures.
Right.
And the skill set that these folks bring to us from their previous experience prior to Wayne Memorial has really put a lot of seniority in the program, because they're coming to us already trained, already skilled, coming from very successful programs and coming here and setting up home at Wayne Memorial. I don't think many folks would think a small community hospital could have access to such excellent care and skilled physicians of that nature.
Exactly. You know, when I'm out in the community, you know, and go to meetings and we talk about services that Wayne Memorial Hospital has, and I list through all the surgery, you know, the specialties besides urology, pulmonology, right? Cardiology.
Absolutely.
GI, I mean, we could name them all, right?
I mean,
and that's really happened since maybe like 2016 till now. So you're talking less than 10 years, how much we have increased these physician specialty services, correct?
Absolutely. And, you know, in our community health needs assessment, we're a community-based hospital where our board of directors are all volunteer. They're local. They understand the needs of the community. They know exactly what's needed in this community and have been extremely responsive to that. I think that that goes a long way in helping us set the priorities, and clearly specialties has been a focus for this community. Our community health center partners have done a great job in providing the primary care, the behavioral health, the dental, the OBGYN services in this locale, and those physicians clearly need access to specialists so that when the patients require care beyond their scope, that they can refer to. We've doubled our capacity in pulmonology, for example, in the last year. The addition not only of Dr. McVeigh, who has been a longstanding critical care physician for us and focusing on pulmonology and does both hospital and office practice, but we added Dr. Terry Lenihan. He is actually in an office in Lenox, and he is servicing our new member of the health system, who is Barnes Kasson,
right.
Who we took over in July of this year. And I say that we really may be more partnered with them.
Right.
They have services that were beneficial to us. We had services that were beneficial to them. And it has really been a true partnership.
Mm-hmm.
And we continue to work on and build that partnership. But we have also added some mid-level providers in the area of pulmonology. And unfortunately, Carol, there's no shortage of patients with COPD, asthma, and emphysema in this area. So
yes,
really a huge need, even though our service area has now expanded more also into Susquehanna County. It really is just a real need and a true privilege to be able to provide those services and to have such, again, great clinicians available to us in that arena is really tremendous. And we've had the same in orthopedics. We've had really a great boom. And, you know, I feel very strongly that we have got a great orthopedic group right now. And we've got 4 orthopedic surgeons. We've got 2 mid-level providers. And I really feel like people can very comfortably put their trust in us because between the skill set that all of those orthopedic surgeons bring, that we really are meeting that need in this community. And I like to think that we're kind of the other guys. You know, we put your trust in us on this one.
Mm-hmm.
We're not maybe part of the quote-unquote larger health systems, but people can get great orthopedic care now locally. And when you tag team that onto our outpatient therapy services, I think that we are very... very competent, very capable of handling the orthopedic needs of patients in this population. And we all know that we see sometimes people travel for those orthopedic services. Those services are available locally. And when problems or complications occur, it's always good to have your orthopedic surgeon somewhere close to you.
When
you have to get in the car and travel for 2.5 hours because surgery may not have gone just quite right, that's a real challenge.
Exactly.
So I'm real proud of our orthopedics and the services that have enhanced there over the last several months.
Right. And again, our goal is to meet the needs of our community and to keep people in our community, right, and provide excellent service and care.
Absolutely.
That definitely. So, you know, when we look at all of that pictures, emergency services is one thing that we do provide here at Wayne Memorial Hospital. And you also mentioned, like, you know, our rehab services, lab services, radiology services. When you look at all of them, it is a complete picture for our community, right?
Absolutely.
Emergency services, can you talk a little bit about that? Because, you know, we have made some changes and, you know, how beneficial it is to our community.
Yes, and right now I'll tell you, it's not just Wayne Memorial, but the entire region right now is strained in the area of emergency services. I know we've seen huge increases in our ER volumes in the number of patients presenting to the emergency room, and Carol, frankly, with some very serious emergent critical conditions. And we have been able to respond to that. However, I will tell you those services are stretched very thin.
Right.
And again, it's not just a Wayne Memorial problem. So I know one way the community can help us. We are good at dealing with the life-threatening scenarios. We can handle those things. The strokes, getting to us in time so that we can do something about it. Getting stroke patients here in less than 4 hours.
Right.
Our heart attack patients, you know, we want them in the doors as quickly as possible. Time is muscle. We've got our cardiac cath lab that can respond to that. We have our level 4 trauma center. And unfortunately this year, Carol, we have seen our real share of traumas.
Yes.
And I can very proudly say that our level 4 center has really made the difference in patient outcomes and reduced morbidity and mortality for very critical traumas that have rolled through our doors. One way the public can help us, we can deal with those emergencies, right? But the way the public can help us is if they've really got a condition that is not necessarily a life-threatening scenario, we have got our clinical affiliate, community health centers who operate a few urgent care centers in the area. And there's one right here outside of just downtown Honesdale on Route 6 as you exit the town. We have one in Carbondale and we have one in Hamlin. So for the sniffling, sneezy, coffee head fever, I can't go to sleep, it would be really a good thing for the patients to seek care there.
Right.
Those centers are also very good at identifying, well, maybe it's a little more than that just little headache that you're having. And we really think you should go to the emergency room. So they will help triage those patients and get them to us. We have a very good working relationship with the community health centers and transferring care back and forth as needed. But when the emergency room gets really bogged down with what we call the walking wounded the patients that might have a minor injury and can easily be cared for there, I think that we'd ask the public to help us in that respect.
And go to one of those walk-in centers, correct?
Because absolutely.
I think
the downside is the walk-in centers, they're not open 24 hours a day, right?
Right.
And there does come a point sometimes, unfortunately, at the end of the day, because it has to come to a close, sometimes patients might be referred back to the emergency room. And I know that that's been a frustration sometimes, maybe.
Right.
They go to the urgent care, they're doing what they were asked, and they're met at the urgent care to be said, well, you know, we've already got 10 people in the queue, and we're, you know, we unfortunately are going to have to refer you to the emergency room. The emergency room at the end of the day is we're the 24/7 place, right?
Exactly.
So we very happily pick those patients up. We don't want people to think we've inconvenienced them, but at sometimes there is just it's a capacity issue, and it just is challenging. But if we can get a little help from the public and maybe a little understanding on that, we can make sure we take care of critically ill people, and we also can take care of those less urgent ones when we need to.
Right. And you know, and it's also important. You had mentioned the Wayne Memorial Community Health Centers is, you know, our clinical affiliate. We work very closely with them, but they have the primary care services as well. Like how is important for people to establish with the primary care, right? Because sometimes they can also, you know, call the office and say, listen, you know, I'm not feeling good. But if that physician or that mid-level knows that patient, how they can triage that as well, correct?
Absolutely. You know, nobody knows you better than your primary care, and I would encourage any patient that does not, or any person that does not have a primary care provider, really get themselves set up. It's the hallmark to good health and getting a person to a status of good health, and you can't underestimate the knowledge of the patient. I know my own physician. He knows when I call the office. If I call, I need to either be seen that day, or he knows he can call something in because he can trust my judgment and my opinion as a nurse, right?
Right.
But he knows that about me, and that's the best example. Doctors know their patients. They know when they can just call in a script versus they know when they probably need to see that patient because they're aware of their history. That's a disadvantage sometimes to either an emergency room or even an urgent care center. And when patients tend to use emergency rooms or urgent care centers as their primary care, that is not how you get to a good health status.
Right.
Those are not long-term relationships. Those are episodic, and we take a snapshot picture of the person's health status at that point. And if there's ever room to misdiagnose, to misunderstand what's really going on with someone, it's when people rely heavily on the emergency room or an urgent care for really what is an underlying condition. We have a lot of patients present to the emergency room, Carol, with symptoms sometimes, believe it or not, for months, and they're coming to the ER. And it's something that you want to try to diagnose, but we aren't going to be able to diagnose that in an emergency room. We're going to take care of the chief complaint, the major problem that's before us, and that doesn't get a patient a good workup. And many times could lead to not a misdiagnosis, but we wind up diagnosing a symptom.
Right.
We don't diagnose the ultimate problem.
Exactly.
And that's not a safe thing for a patient.
Right.
So again, getting hooked up with primary care, not being afraid to keep calling primary care back when you are not getting better is another thing.
You
know, people sometimes feel a frustration and say, I'm not calling the doctor back because, you know, they aren't fixing me or they're not addressing my issue. There really is still that relationship. And when they fail to call the primary care back, the primary care thinks whatever they last prescribed was good.
Right.
They think the patient's gotten better, right?
Exactly.
And that's really may not be the case.
Right.
So not that the emergency room and an urgent care center can't help in the short-term fix, but it doesn't negate the fact that people really need to get hooked in for primary care.
Right. And, you know, with all these advancements, which are wonderful too, and, you know, we're updating our electronic medical records, right, and health records to, you know, help that process, right, so patients can send a message to their physician and get that connection, which is so important. We even with our specialty services, right, we just updated ours and how important that is for us.
Yeah, and I think, I don't know whether people appreciate all the time.
I know.
Those things are really, we always refer to electronic medical records as necessary evils, right? Mm-hmm. They offer a lot of good, but they also are a lot of challenges along the way. And I know our clinical affiliates and the hospital have really just change their medical records. So probably another place where we have to ask the patients for a little patience. So we're asking our patients for patience as we navigate the new record.
Right. And again, you know, we just continue to improve services and look at the needs of our assessment and our community, right? So the community health needs assessment, we're encouraging people to take that survey.
Yeah, absolutely. It's out now, and you can reach out to our we can reach out to your office, actually, right?
Yes.
If they really would like to participate and be able to participate in the survey. But we are encouraging folks to do that.
Right. So we do have it on our website, so they can visit at us, WMH.org.
Okay.
Well, Jim, thank you so much for being on the show today. Any last words for our community?
Just, you know, I hope people have been able to enjoy the holiday season, spend some time with family. And for 2025, focus on your health.
Wonderful. Great talking points. Thanks so much,
okay,
Jim.
Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. And again, this is Community Relations Manager Carol Kanaya. I want to thank you for listening and have a great day.